KD Country 94 weather.
Ready for some fun? Hi, this is Hannah Bowers with the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, and you're invited to the Wakanda Lake Fest and Fireworks Saturday, July 1st. Events kick off in the morning with Glen Elder Fun Run and Archery, food vendors and beer garden at noon, family activities all day, followed by main act DJ Bridwell Band. Don't miss the Big Bang Fireworks Show at dusk. Fireworks so big, Sasquatch will hear from the Glen Elder Woods. What's that, Sassy? Oh, yes. Big shout out and thank you to our fireworks champion sponsor, AGCO. Join us, and trust me, it'll be a blast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 68, high of 95 tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. Highs in the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 87.
SMC Construction in Concord City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following are plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Tina Smith introduced bipartisan legislation to make certain patients who receive oral medication are not hit with thousands of dollars in unaffordable out-of-pocket costs that health plans routinely cover for patients receiving traditional IV chemotherapy treatments. The Senators Cancer Drug Parity Act responds to the recent improvements in oral medications for cancer by preventing insurers from charging cancer patients higher co-payments for those medications than for chemotherapy medicine delivered intravenously. An estimated 2 million Americans will be or are diagnosed with cancer this year. A study on patients prescribed oral cancer medications found that 1 in 8 patients face co-payments of $2,000 or more for their first prescription. As the number of orally administered cancer drugs increases each year, patients ought to be able to immediately benefit from these medical advancements, said Senator Moran. The sensible legislation would encourage recent health insurance plans to remain on pace with the latest cancer treatments and expand access to orally administered cancer drugs for millions of individuals. Access to new treatments, therapies, and cures will help save lives, end of quote. Senator Smith went on to say advancements in oral cancer medications have made life better for cancer patients across the country. Oral medications are less intrusive than traditional IV treatments, can be taken at home, and have turned cancer into a manageable chronic disease for many. But while IV treatments are covered by a health plan's medical benefits with moderate to minimal copays, oral medications often have high, unaffordable copays. It can add up to thousands of dollars in costs for patients each year and can cause many to delay or forego necessary care to treat their cancer. Our bill brings parity to these two kinds of treatments and lowers costs for those taking oral cancer drugs, end of quote. More than 40 states in the District of Columbia have enacted oral parity laws, which prevent health plans from creating different cost-sharing requirements for oral and IV cancer medicines. These laws have made a significant difference for cancer patients. For example, researchers found that the number of multiple myeloma patients initially charged $0 for oral medications nearly quintupled with the enactment of oral parity laws. The Cancer Drug Parity Act would build on state-level success, and there are various items there that you can read at our website, kdcountry94.com. A Horton man was fatally injured Friday evening after jumping from a moving vehicle in Brown County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the SUV was southbound on U.S. Highway 73 north of 220th Road when the front seat passenger intentionally opened the passenger side door and leaped out while the vehicle was in motion. The passenger, identified as 33-year-old Kylie Dixon, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, 25-year-old Azaria Rickery of Stockton, Kansas, was not injured. The incident was reported shortly after 8:15 on Friday evening. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment, or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There's a youth football camp in Downs. That is coming up on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lakeside High School. Open to grades 1st through 8th grade. You can register at sharpperformance.com. Guest coaches will include K-State's Jordan Shippers and K-State's Hayden Gillum. Gillum from Plainville, Shippers is from Colby, and former star at Fort Hays State University as a tight end and played at Beloit High, Hunter Budke. And also, shows are open to everyone, all skill levels and ages. The Alton Wildcats KWHA show, which is Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Find out more by following the Bull City Rough Riders Saddle Club on Facebook. That'll be at the Rough Riders Arena in Alton coming up on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And now the stage is clear for Wyndon Clark. Who takes down all the stars in Los Angeles to win the United States Open.
Well, more on Wyndham Clark winning his first major coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at the Royals as they finished out a series with the Angels on Sunday. Bob Huggins is officially out of West Virginia, and also the College World Series continuing and an NBA trade that is happening. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
Sends a ball out to deep right field. Blanco looks up, and he's done it again. Extra base hit streak at 7. Mike Trout follows up with a big drive out to left. And that one goes back to back here in the 5th.
Two of baseball's biggest stars hit back-to-back homers to put the Angels up 4-2 on their way to a 5-2 win over the Royals at Kauffman Stadium on Sunday. After the Royals won 10-9 on Saturday to halt the 10-game losing streak, they took a 2-1 lead after 4 Sunday before the Angels scored the final 4 runs. Zach Greinke took the loss, giving up 4 runs on 8 hits and 5 innings, dropping to 1-7. The Royals are now 19-52 after losing 2 of 3 to the Angels, and will hit the road to Detroit to start a 3-game series with the 30-40 Tigers tonight at 5:40. Jordan Lyles set to make the start for the Royals. They're looking for their first win in 15 starts by Lyles this season. Also on the dime, the College World Series continues in Omaha. Sunday in bracket 2, TCU stayed alive with a 4-3 win over Virginia in an elimination game. The Cavaliers, the first team eliminated, finishing their season at 50-15. On the winner's side of bracket 2, Florida held on for a 5-4 win over Oral Roberts. Today in Omaha, Stanford and Tennessee meet at 1 o'clock in an elimination game, while LSU faces Wake Forest at 6 o'clock in the winner's bracket. Games are on ESPN, and full coverage can be found at NCAA.com. After already being in hot water over using an anti-gay slur over the radio a month and a half ago, West Virginia men's basketball coach Bob Huggins found himself in bigger trouble over the weekend. Huggins was arrested Friday in Pittsburgh and was charged with driving under the influence. The police report stated Huggins failed all field sobriety tests and blew a .21 blood alcohol content, which is nearly 3 times the Pennsylvania legal limit. In response to the latest incident, Huggins resigned as the head coach for the Mountaineers. In a statement Saturday night, he said, quote, "My recent actions do not represent the values of the university or the leadership expected in this role. I have let all of you and myself down," unquote. The resignation could result in the end of Huggins' Hall of Fame career, where he won 935 games and coached in 26 NCAA tournaments, made the Final Four twice. In 16 seasons at his alma mater, the Mountaineers went 345 and 203. West Virginia is expected to conduct a national search for their next head coach. Osborne native Josh Eilert is an assistant coach on the Mountaineers staff. We'll keep an eye on his situation and that of the head coaching position in Morgantown as well. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, for the first time in his career, American golfer Wyndham Clark captured his first ever major, taking the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club Sunday. In a tight finish, Clark held off Rory McIlroy by one stroke at 10 under par to get the win. Clark was elated to win his first major.
I just feel like I've worked so hard and I've dreamed about this moment for so long. There's been so many times I've visualized being here in front of you guys and winning this championship, and I just feel like it was my time. And, you know, it's tough on a back nine trying to win a tournament, and I felt at ease, and I just kept saying, all right, I can do this, and you know, that shot on 14 was kind of the shot of the week, I feel like, for me to make a birdie there and then grind it on the way in.
Prior to Sunday's win at the U.S. Open, Clark's best finish at a major was a tie for 75th at the 2021 PGA Championship. With the U.S. Open finish, just one major tournament remains, the British Open, set for July 20th through 23rd. Finally, in sports in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns and Washington Wizards finalizing a deal that would send Bradley Beal to Phoenix. As part of the deal, the Suns are expected to send Chris Paul and Landry Shamet to Washington, along with several second-round picks and pick swaps. The deal could take a few days to complete, but Beal appears to be headed to the Suns with 4 years remaining on his contract. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.